Welcome to Africa, the continent or even the home that believes that we need to treat our elders right. In an African society, people respect the issues of age. People respect the issues of how elders are treated. So when I was growing up, I always looked forward to the moment that I became an adult, because at least when someone was moving around, giving people food, I wasn't going to be the last person. And when I became an adult, I knew that I would be given an option to choose the food that I want or even the portions that I want to have. But now that I'm an adult, I realize that being an adult is not only about having someone to wash your hands, someone to get your plate whilst they're sitting down, or choosing the chicken portion that you want. Being an adult means that you have to take care of yourself. You have to take responsibility of your actions. Back then when we were kids, we knew that if you were in conflict with a classmate or a friend from the neighborhood, your parents would show up and they'll deal with that person. But fast forward to adulthood, if you're in conflict with someone, you have to deal with the issues on your own. If you break the law, you have to face the consequences. Sometimes you have to take part in community service or even go to jail. Being an adult is not easy. You think you've got everything figured out, but it's a roller coaster of emotions. One moment you've got everything figured out, and then the next moment you don't. You receive your paycheck, and within a few minutes, the joy and the excitement quickly vanishes away because you realize that the money is not enough. You're drowning in debt. You have a lot of responsibilities. Hi, it's Taco Zanash, and welcome to The Baobab. Hope that you're well, you're staying safe, practicing self-care and hydrating. How is adulting treating you? I wish I could say adulting is like dancing in the sunflower field, but it isn't for me. One moment I've got everything figured out, and then the next moment I don't. But that means I am alive, and that means I'm also learning a lot of things as I go. I hope that adulting is kind to you, and even if it is not kind to you, you get time to learn, you get time to grow, and you're patient with yourself. I'm slowly becoming a podcast baby. That means I find so much joy in listening to other podcast episodes. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I could spend the whole day telling you about them. And the good thing with social media platforms, if you keep on looking for the same content, your algorithm suggests the content that you like. So if you are into podcasts, you might just bump into an exciting podcast. And before you know it, you've got a bucket full of different podcasts that you can follow. So when I was listening to one podcast episode, there's this song that popped on my screen. Prove Them Wrong by Baba Harare and Voss JT. I love that song. I've grown to love it just because I've paid attention to the lyrics. It's addressing the daily struggles that the youths go through. It is addressing the daily issues and the challenges that the youths face. But sometimes people think that just because you're going about your daily life, you've got everything figured out. But I wish people knew of the struggles that people go through. If you take time to listen to the lyrics, you get to appreciate a song better. And in this song, the two artists, Volts and Baba Harare, highlight that there's a lot of depression among the youths in our societies and even in our communities. And this could be because of unemployment. You go to school, you graduate, and as you're going to school, I remember I started going to school when I was three, and I finished school when I was 22. So during all this time, I had to endure cold baths in high school. I had to endure the cold weather in Marondera town just for me to go to school. And as you go to school each day, people tell you that you're going to get employed, you're going to get a job. But unfortunately, I don't know how life is. Sometimes as you get older, you realize that there's Johnso who graduated with a master's degree, but he's always sitting by the beach. He doesn't have a job. And then you meet someone in a supermarket or someone in a factory who had to hide their qualifications, their master's degree, their first class degree, and a bachelor's degree so that they could have a job. So now the issue, and you have lost hope. You know that there are some people who are better off than you, but they don't have jobs. They are unemployed. And also depression may be because you don't have enough money. You're going to work each and every day. And because of the economic hardships, your money is not enough. You have left home. You have left Chegutu. You have left another town or city to come to the capital city, Harare. Because this is the sunshine city. But unfortunately, every month you have to explain to your landlord that you don't have enough money to pay the rent, don't have enough money to foot the electricity and the water bill. Sometimes you have to end up postponing or shelving your dreams because the money is not enough. You had thought that by the time I finish the whole year, I would have saved money, I'm going to get myself a car, I'm going to go back to school. But then you realize that the money is not enough because back home, your mother still needs money to buy the groceries. You know, the issue of black tax. And you cannot just enjoy your life when your cousin or your sister does not have money to go to high school. So you end up postponing your dreams. And Baba Harare highlights the issue of therapy in his song. People are now going to therapy. People are having conversations around therapy, how therapy has helped them. And even the issue of the friendship bench. The friendship bench is in Zimbabwe, where people go for counseling, be it online or even physical counseling. And grandmothers share the elders and people in the society, speak to the young, to the youths, and even people who are older. People share their struggles and how they get assistance. I've loved how even celebrities, I enjoy watching content from Kenya, and most of the YouTubers and even the content creators have highlighted how therapy has helped them overcome their childhood traumas. It's something that back then people were not brave to talk about, but now it's become the norm. People are talking about trauma and therapy. The other problem is that there's also drug and substance abuse has caused a lot of people to end up being going to rehabilitation centers, and even some people have lost their life. It's because someone might encourage you, just take this drug so that you numb the pain. The pain of spending the day at home without money to get a WhatsApp bundle, without money. You have sent countless CVs and you have never received a response. So sometimes someone can just tell that you just need to take this drug or this pill just to numb the pain. And then first time you just do it once, and then you realize that it's better for me to numb the pain. And before you know it, you're an addict. And with these cases, people end up selling property at their houses or even stealing money. They end up being criminals. You know, there are a lot of dramas in our society where police have to come and you have to explain something. People even end up losing their jobs. They became an addict just because they wanted to numb the pain, because the money is not enough, but at least they are receiving the money. But now they end up being cut off and they lose their jobs. And also people might end up having strained relationships with their families because you borrowed money, you wanted to do something, but the money wasn't enough, you could not give them back. And also because you're stealing property from your aunts, from your uncles, now you've got strained relationships. And each day becomes a struggle. You don't look forward to going to work. You don't look forward to going to school because you're depressed. And not everyone is becoming a drug addict. But sometimes people are not drug addicts, but they're depressed. They pretend to be smiling, but deep down, they're sad. And just because people ask you, how are you? Have you ever asked someone, just tell me honestly, how are you? And then people will tell you how exactly they're feeling. And a lot of, not everyone has got enough money to go to rehab. Sometimes lives are lost because people do not have the funds to go to rehab. Where some lives are saved because people have got money to go to rehab. And sometimes when people go to rehab, it's already too late and they have to lose their lives. And also there are a lot of bad words that people use that say people, there's someone who even say hurtful words that you end up crying. But these bad words don't mean that you have to bring yourself down. Choose to rise. You're smart. You have to work hard. Just because you're an orphan doesn't mean that you deserve to suffer the rest of your life. I know of a lot of orphans who have done so well, orphans who have excelled, even though they don't have both parents. I know of women who have risen, who are making waves in male-dominated industries. Women who are engineers, women who are doctors, women, they are voicing their opinions in different spaces and different places. And also, Baba Harare highlights that you need to prove these people wrong. There are people who have said bad stuff about you. But it doesn't mean that you have to shrink yourself and say, just because someone said I'm a woman, I should not excel, then I should not excel. Just because I failed doesn't mean I should try again. Keep trying again. Keep doing your best. And also, my sister and I used to have a conversation when moving around the streets. We'd see people tying their shoelace tied and then there was a shoe. It always fascinated me how people would do that on electricity cables, where they're not afraid of being electrified. But then I realized that they are the jazzmen, people who sell drugs. So if you follow, I think it was a TV, an episode about drug addiction, and that's when we realized that the people who sell drugs. So if you know how the cord, they even direct you to the house where they're selling their drugs. So there are a lot of some of the drug dealers who sell drugs, they're doing it for the money. They've never used drugs. But how many lives are lost because of these people? And also, people have buried their dreams because they've become drug addicts. People, I know the struggle is real. You apply for a job, you don't get a job. You think that's the end of the world. And you think you want to look for an easy solution, but this easy solution claims your life. And also, it's nice for you to thank people and also to be thanked because you've done so well. You've brought groceries. Whenever someone is, as children, we always want to please our parents. You want, growing up, you say thank you to your parents. You want them to thank you back. Because you've done so much. But because of the economic hardships, because of life disappointment, sometimes you never be able to do this. And there's a lot of money that you want, but the money is not enough. Everyone is living for the diaspora. If you look on your social media platforms, you realize that someone left, they became, they used their qualifications to get a job in another country. Some people took the naysayed route. People are using different platforms. Some people even went back to school. They got a scholarship. Even their parents are paying for their scholarships. Some families even relocated. But you think you were with these people one moment. Maybe you've got a circle of friends. Someone takes their master's route. Someone takes the naysayed route. Someone gets them. They get married and now they use that opportunity to relocate. And you're the only one in the circle who still left in the same place without a job, without money. Sometimes you end up being depressed. We also want to live the best life, just as Volt said. We want also to go to the places and send money back home. It's so heartwarming when you send money to your parents. They have to wait in the World Remit queue to receive money from you. And you keep applying for a job. You want to have a clean life. But you know that there's someone who didn't even have go to school, but they have a soft life. You wonder, maybe this is the route that I should take. But in all that's happening, I believe that you should not lose yourself or even to choose to do the things that you don't want to do. But one thing that I also liked the Shona words and even what the musicians were saying. Fourth even said, "I do not show the children zuru asa fananen and us. We are hopeful that tomorrow is going to be better. We don't know when it's going to happen, but tomorrow is going to be better. So we need to keep hope alive. We need to be kind to ourselves. We don't need to judge other people. People are busy making unrealistic theories of how even motivational speakers, how they, and we end up believing them because we don't have any other option. But I believe that it's important for people to be real. Tell us how you made it to the top. Don't sugarcoat or lie to us. Be honest, because we also want to succeed. It's everyone's dream to be a success. What have I learned during the past week? Not to judge myself harshly. I think I'm doing my best, but sometimes I don't think I'm doing my best. But it's important for me not to judge myself, but to be kind to myself. You might be the spark that some people are looking for, but you don't know it. Podcasts, listening to different podcast episodes make me happy. What am I looking forward to during this week? To finding a reason to smile, to achieving my dreams that I shelved and postponed. I also want you to achieve your dreams. Don't lose hope. If it doesn't happen today, if it does not happen tomorrow, keep on holding to hope. You might fly to your destination. You might walk. You might crawl. But what matters at the end of the day is that you reach your destination. Always remember to inhale positive energy and exhale negative energy.